The story behind the song. Love of any nationally minded person for his flag, for the glorious traditions behind the history of his country, the men and women who have built up the government under which he lives, the inspiring and exalted phrases of a national anthem, all these are moments of great inspiration for all of us. So it was with the famous composer Haydn. On a visit to London late in the 18th century, Haydn was sitting in his lodgings discussing music with a party of companions.
But gentlemen, you English have little to worry about. Your people have a great love of music. Just see how they flock to the concerts, to the opera.
Yes, Herr Haydn. They flock to concerts, they flock to the opera, to listen to music written by you Viennese or Frenchmen or Italians or Germans, but we cannot create music ourselves. Why is it? What is there about the makeup of the English mind that prevents us from giving birth to great music of our own making?
Well, I do not know exactly what you mean by great music. Any music that is born of the heart is great. Listen. Listen to that. There. That is great music.
That? Why, they're playing God Save the King. It's our national hymn.
But it is still great music. It is the sort of music that we Viennese have yet to create. Why, do you know, gentlemen, Austria has no national anthem.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true. We composers create symphonies, chamber music, sonatas, but we have yet to create an anthem dedicated to the glorious history of Austria. Great! That shall be my task. My next work shall be a national anthem for Austria.
You mean the Jew, the great Haydn, are going to write an ordinary song to be sung by school children?
Stop it! There is nothing ordinary about your God Save the King. And there will be nothing ordinary about the Austrian national hymn which I will write. Austria must have a hymn.
Upon his return to Vienna, Haydn kept faith with his promise to himself and penned the mighty hymn, Gott erhalte Franz den Kaiser, God preserve the Emperor. Shortly thereafter, he and the author of the heroic verses to which Haydn had composed his music, L.L. Haschke, were summoned to appear before the throne by Emperor Franz Joseph. As they stood outside the audience chamber in a small anteroom...
But Papa Haydn, what do you think the Emperor is going to say to us?
My dear Haschke, he will probably say, Herr Haschke, Herr Haydn, I think your song is awful.
Huh?
Off with their head.
No. Do not joke with me, Papa Haydn. It is all very well for you. You have been presented at court before. This is my first...
Offense?
No.
Friend Haschke, you sound like a condemned man. I assure you the Emperor... I think we are to be something.
Herr Heiden, Herr Haschka, His Majesty is waiting for you.
Come, Haschka, come, please, out.
No.
This will never do. Come, come, I say.
Come in, gentlemen, come in.
Oh, Your Majesty.
Herr Heiden, Herr Haschka, we cannot tell you what is in our heart. You have done a noble service for Austria. Up till now, Austria's literature of national songs has never included what we deemed a fitting tribute to the glory of our country. You, our friends, have given it to us. You have our perpetual gratitude for this great service.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Herr Haschka, we hope you will pardon an unseeming discourtesy, but may we speak to Herr Haydn?
Oh, certainly, Your Majesty, certainly.
And as for you, Papa Haydn.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Colonel Geisling?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Give us that package, that one on the other table. Now, my dear Haydn, you shall see what I think of you. There.
Your Majesty, your picture.
It's for you, Haydn. A slight token of my deepest appreciation for the service you have rendered our country.
And so it was that the Austrian national anthem was given to the people and to their emperor. Some years later, as the beloved old composer lay sorely ill in his Vienna home, there came to his ear the shocking and raucous sound of war. The despised Napoleon was pounding at the very gates of the city. Early in June, in the year 1809, as Haydn gathered his servants about him...
What has happened to them? What has happened to the French people that they would allow a demon like this Napoleon to hoodwink them? And what is happening to my beloved Vienna?
Haydn, please, you must not exert yourself. The doctor...
I know, yeah. But then my mind is tortured by those shells falling within the walls of my beautiful Vienna. How can I help but exert myself? Tell me, is our army repulsing the French? Tell me.
Everything will be all right, Herr Heiden. Yeah.
No, I can tell. I can see it in your eyes. I can see fear. You are afraid of what is happening to the end.
No,
do not worry, my children. Do not worry. Nothing can happen while Haydn is near. I will protect you. Come, carry me to my piano.
Do as I say.
Carry me to my piano. Do it, I say.
Very well, if we must.
There. Now, my children, what shall I play for you? Shall I play a quartet? No, that is not it. Shall I play a symphony? Ah, but how can I play a symphony on the piano? Let me see. What shall I play? I know. Gott erhalte Franz den Kaiser. Let them come. Go on, you French. Beat our gates down. Kill our men. Widow our women. Orphan our children. Uproot trees. Destroy our cities. But Austria will rise. Austria will go to new heights. God preserve the emperor. God preserve...
You must get back to your bed.
You must at once, Herr Haydn. Please. It is no use. My life is ebbing, and I cannot save you, my children. Oh, I wish to heaven I could take you with me.
Oh, no, Herr Haydn.
I know. I have loved life. I have loved people. No man has had greater joy than Haydn. My music has been my life. And now I leave it to you, my children. To you and to Austria and to the world. Look, that little ray of light coming through the window. See how it shines on the face of my beloved Franz Josef, my emperor. See how he smiles at me. Hear how he calls my name. Papa Haydn, he calls me. Do you know what he's saying to me? This is a slight token of my deepest appreciation for the service you have rendered our country. That is what Emperor Franz Josef is saying to me. To me, Haydn, yeah, me. God preserve the Emperor.
Fritz! Oh.
Yes. He is gone. The two words he so loved on his lips. God preserve the Emperor.